Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Sports Chat. Today I want to talk about the draft class of 2019. What do you guys think for every high school player or everybody that's in a college ball? What do you think they need to make it in today's NBA? I have a list, very short list. One of them is the obvious. You got to learn how to shoot. If you want to be a starter, you got to know how to shoot. Go on YouTube, know how to shoot. If you're in high school, if you don't got the resources you need, look it up. There's plenty of videos. There's this guy named Lethal Shooter. Look him up. That's the obvious one, right? Even centers, like everybody. The second one being basketball IQ. We have LeBron James, one of the best to ever do it. Top five in my opinion. So, if you notice, all the best basketball players, the leaders in or the captains in every single team, their basketball IQ is up there. So what do you got to do to have a high basketball IQ? You have to submerse yourself, like literally submerse yourself in basketball culture. Not only that, but math, like literally your IQ has to be up there. So literally everything, like try to learn everything. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever taken the IQ test, but it talks about everything, like electrical. Because when you have, like for example, like LeBron James, when you have a captain like that, or Michael Jordan, they pull like their leadership from different areas. It's not just basketball. So you gotta know like literally everything. Obviously, no captain is perfect, but you do gotta be smart. And if you're not doing good in school right now, like that's okay. But just out of school, like practice your like everything. Like mainly, obviously, you want to focus on basketball. That's like obvious. Like basketball, you want to be another thing. So let's just end that one real quick. So you want to get a higher your IQ overall in general, while still having your number one focus on basketball. Get familiar with the ball, fall in love with the ball. Third, I see a lot of draft picks, they're really skinny. So you gotta definitely build that body. Don't put it over your basketball skills. So say for example, you have 10 hours in your day. Don't do 50-50 training and basketball. This is what I would do if I had the height. I'm 5'8", so you know, I'm not that tall. But if I was 6'4", and I was like 18 years old, and I had 10 hours to do what I wanted for basketball, it would be probably, I want to say, 5 hours of basketball. I don't know specifically, but 5 hours basketball, about 2 hours in the gym. 2 hours, it would be mostly submersing myself in what is basketball, like the basketball culture, just everything basketball. You can do this your whole life if you wanted to. Like, just be like a reporter. And in that last hour, it would be like just studying everything. You can study one thing a week. Like, there's 4 weeks in a month. You can, like, the first week of every month, you can do math. Second week, you can do English, and etc. And then, like, the fourth week, you can do something you like a hobby or something. Like, I don't know, if you like to ski, then you ski. That's pretty much it, though. Thank you guys for listening to me. Bye-bye.